الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد. وقد سأل رجلا نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال: ما حق الوالدين على ولدهما؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: هما جنتك ونارك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this wonderful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true reality and understanding of this wonderful day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with each and every week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to make abundant dua on this day of Jumu'ah, to send a lot of durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to truly honor and respect this day as it ought to be honored and respected. For if we do this, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us and respect us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely be pleased with us. And then we're just a few days away from the month of Dhul Hijjah. So there again we remind ourselves that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that on no days is good actions more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So as we draw in close to these days, on a daily basis we do good deeds, let us try and increase our good that we do in those days, simply because we know that in general whatever deed we do is most appreciated and will definitely be aptly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on those days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it so much more, and we will be so much more blessed. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the nature of human being such, or insan's nature if we study it in general, is such that as long as he has a ni'mah, sometimes he fails to truly recognize or realize the value of that ni'mah or that bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Now, irrespective of what that ni'mah is, whether it is in the form of something material or whether it is the form of an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you in your life, so many a times you don't realize the true value of that person or that thing until it is taken away from you. As the wise man said, that qimatun ni'mah idha fuqidat urifat. The value of a ni'mah, when it is lost, then you truly realize how valuable it was to you and what was its reality. But as long as it was with you, sometimes you even appreciated it to a certain extent, you knew its value. But let it be taken away, then you realize how truly valuable it was and what it really meant to you. But then it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy also that He has also made the system such that everything in life is replaceable. Any ni'mah that a person loses or any loss that he incurs in this world, there always can be a replacement. And sometimes the replacement that you get for that ni'mah is far better than what you had originally. How often it is a man is driving a vehicle which is old, so many years old, and then Allah forbid something happens. May Allah save us from encountering any difficulties of this nature. But he might meet with an accident, somebody might hijack his car, and that ni'mah gets taken away. For that period, the man will be extremely sad, it will be difficult for him, and he realizes what a loss he has incurred. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him, and now the man pulls out the latest model. So the replacement was much better than what you lost in the first place. And like that, everything is replaceable. Material things are replaceable, we can get it something better. In most instances, things are replaceable. But there's one ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every single human being with. And that ni'mah, no matter what, is absolutely irreplaceable. No amount of wealth in the world can ever bring you that replacement back. No amount of wealth, no amount of power in the world can ever bring you a like of that replacement. It's such a ni'mah that once it's lost, it's gone for good. Never ever will you get the like of it again. Absolutely impossible. And this ni'mah and bounty that we're talking about, that Allah has blessed every human being with, is the ni'mah of two wonderful individuals who brought him into this world. And that is your parents. Every other thing you'll be able to replace. Every other thing you might get a better replacement. But your parents are such, once they leave this world, you will never get a like replacement. You will never be able to get something similar to it. Once it's gone for good. It will never ever come back. And unfortunately, many a times it's only at that moment that a man truly realizes what my parents really meant to me. And irrespective of our parents' age, when they leave this world, ask any man whose parents have left this world, he will tell you, it's a pain that can never ever, or can never be taken away. It's a gap that can never ever be, can never be filled in your life. It's a void that can never be filled. It's such a pain that you will live with till the day you leave this world. It's something that you cannot explain. You can't show it to people. It's something that burns within you. It's something that eats you up. It's something that hurts you till the day you leave this world. Irrespective of what age our parents reach. There was one individual I know of personally. Allah had blessed him to the extent that he had taken care of his elderly parents till they left this world. His father had reached over the age of 90. And they reached a stage where he looked after his father to such an extent that sometimes at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when his father had become soiled due to extreme old age and been unable to relieve himself, he would wake up from his bed, cleanse his father, change him and put him back to bed. So that's the extent that he looked after his father. And then his father left this world. So I went to meet him after his father had left this world. And while sitting and talking to him, he tells me, he says, Maulana, you know, I'm very, very upset. So I say, why? He says, I don't like people's attitude at the moment. So I said, what do you mean? He said, people are coming to meet me, they knew my father. And then they tell me, hey, but mashallah, he had a good innings, man. I mean, you know, he lived till over the age of 90. Good innings, you know, you're lucky. So he said, but irrespective of my father's age, it was still a father to us. I mean, what's this, he had a good innings? As if so to say that, you know, he's better off that he's gone. To us, we lost a father. It's extremely difficult for me to bear. Yeah, people are telling me, hey, he had a good innings, mashallah. He said, it's not about innings. We lost something that we will never ever be able to replace. I know what I'm going through within myself. How hard it is for me. And like that, ask any individual who has lost a parent. How difficult it is. How hard it is. Irrespective of the age of that parent. Because no matter how old you get in life, you'll always be the child of your parents. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that He has also made it such. Not every individual will have children. Not every man will be blessed to be a parent. But every person walking on the surface of this earth came in this world via two wonderful human beings, via his mother and father. What a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is raised to such a high level in our deen that after iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our salah, the best deed that a person can do is him being good to his parents. In the verse that we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Your Lord has ordained that you worship none but Him. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement is to mankind. That you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And man needs to be good to his parents. He needs to be kind to his parents. He needs to be courteous to his parents. He needs to treat them in the best possible way. But today this is a ni'mah which we tend to take for granted. Do we truly realize what is the value of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? What is their position? What is their maqam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do we owe our parents? Look to what extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises insan with regards to his parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. If you find one of them that has reached old age, أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Either one of your parents have attained very old age or both your parents. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even mention the word uff to them. And yet the commentators of the Quran define this term that the lightest form of disrespect is absolutely unacceptable with your parents. We're not talking about the highest form of disrespect. We know what's happening in the world. We know how parents are being spoken to, and we know how parents are being treated. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the lightest form of disrespect, absolutely unacceptable with regards to your parents. But then look at the beauty of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the time of old age. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is He highlighting this period of life? Because when your parents are young, and when they have all the strength, and they have all the ability, and they have all the know-how, they don't need much from you. In fact, that's the time that they nurture in you and they pass in over goodness to you. That's the time that they shelter in you. That's the time they guide in you. That's the time they feed in you. But at old age, the table seemed to turn. You know, one person said very beautifully, he said that we growing up and we growing strong, but we forget that they growing old. And we forget that they growing weak. As we advance in life, as our strength gets more and more, our intelligence gets sharper, our speed gets faster, we reach in that peak of life, that peak of manhood, that's the time the decline is starting for them. So once upon a time, that same father who would pick you up and throw you up in the air, today it's difficult for him to even hold his stick. That mother who would bath you, change you, feed you and put food in your mouth, today that mother finds it difficult to put the food in her own mouth. So as you growing up and you growing strong, they growing weak and they growing old. It's something that you need to take cognizance of, and it's something that you need to realize. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting the time of old age. And at that time, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, the lightest form of disrespect, absolutely unacceptable. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, never ever rebuke your parents, never ever become physical with your parents. Don't harm them in the least, but absolutely unacceptable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never tolerate it. In fact, the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ الذُّنُوب يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا مَا يَشَى إِلَّا أُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Every sin that insan commits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive whatever he wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can choose to forgive every sin that a man commits. إِلَّا عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, except you being disrespectful and dishonoring your parents. Because that's such a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a sin, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْجِلُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ الْمَمَاتِ. That's such a sin that is so intolerable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most merciful and most compassionate, that the effects of you disobeying your parents will come to you in this very world before you even leave this world. There's more in store once you leave this world. But as long as you're living in this world, the ill effects of that action will come to you and will haunt you, and you will definitely see it. And on the flip side of the coin, how often it is a man enjoys success in this world, a man enjoys recognition in this world, he enjoys advancement in this world, and he attributes it to himself. He says, you know, it's my effort. I mean, I worked hard, I earned it. But little does he realize that it's solely and only because of the dua of his parents that that goodness is rushing his way. Little does he realize it was because of him being courteous to his parents that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering him with mercy from the skies. He thinks it's my achievement, but little does he realize where the true blessing is coming from, where the true barakah is attained from. It comes solely from those two gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Really, it's an opportunity that every person needs to take absolute advantage of. Every man who has both his parents living, how fortunate you are. Can you realize how fortunate you are? Do you know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you? Do you know what an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? Every day that the sun rises in a condition that you have your parents living in this world, you have no idea how much of goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Take advantage of that opportunity. Hold the hand of your parents. Kiss them, respect them and honor them. A simple thing like kissing our parents. How many of us do that? Or do we feel below our dignity? There's no man that's more unfortunate than the one who deprives himself of the honor of kissing the forehead of his parents, kissing the forehead of his mother, kissing the forehead of his father, to thank our parents. When was the last time we thanked them that how much you did for me? Being kind and good to our parents is such a thing that no matter how much you do, it's not enough. You can never repay them for what they did for you. It's absolutely impossible. So if no matter how much you do, you can never reach par, nor can you even come close to being par to what they did for you. Imagine that man who's not good to his parents. Imagine that man who fails in this regard. What a failure it is. What a loss you incur in. When no matter how much good you do, it's not enough. What about the man who doesn't realize this ni'mah? Sometimes through negligence, sometimes through ignorance, and sometimes just because we take it for granted. But let the day come when those parents leave this world, then a man's eyes open up. Then he realizes what he has lost. And not only that, sometimes later on in life, When you get your own children, then you know what you really owe your parents. Then you know what your parents felt like. When you're nurturing that child, when you're hearing that child, that's the time you need to go back down memory lane and realize what I owe my parents. I know what a task it is with my children. I know how difficult it is for me to rear, nurture my children. What a fine job my parents did. How can I ever thank them? How can I ever repay them? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to your parents in the best and most courteous, most kind and most humble, most beautiful way possible. That's how you should speak to them at all times, not when it suits you, not when the occasion calls for it. At all times, this is how you need to speak to your parents. And more often than not, whenever a topic of this nature is discussed, then focus is put more on the youth, on the youngsters. Because we know the problems that are in society and the difficulties that parents encounter. I want to highlight to you, you know, there's two types of cries from parents. You get the cry from the 40 to 50 year old parent who's struggling with his teenager, who in his own personal self is struggling with the emotions of now coming into teenagehood, the difficulties, the challenges of life, the various fitnas that are lashing him from all sides. So he's going through a very troubled time in his own self, and now sometimes that lashes out and that puts a strain on him and his parents and that relationship. That's one type of cry. And in most instances, whenever the topic of parents are discussed, then they are the ones that are addressed, the youth are addressed. And even a man who's sitting, sometimes he listens to a lecture of parents, he says, I hope my son is listening nicely, he needs to know. But there's another type of cry, and that comes from the older parents, 70, 80 years old, those that are on the last leg of life, those are on the last few days of their life. There's a cry that comes from their heart, and that's a totally different cry. The one from the slightly younger parents, that's a cry that my child is disrespectful to me, you know, we can't get on, there's a lot of problems. I mean, you know, we're not gelling. He just came into this teenage phase of his life. Now he has these friends. You know, there's a strain in our relationship. That's one cry. That's something you can deal with. That's something you can understand. But the cry that comes from the one that's on the last leg of life, that's a different cry. That's a more painful cry. That's a cry that nobody is bothered about me at this stage of my life. I've seen through so much, I've come so far. Now is the time where everybody has abandoned me. Now is the time where nobody has time for me. Now more often than not, it's addressed to the youth. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, it's absolutely amazing what the commentators of the Quran mention under this verse. A man came to Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib, rahmatullah alayhi, a great tabi' and a great scholar and commentator of the Quran. And he says, كُلُّ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي بِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَرَفْتُهُ. He says, everything that Allah has mentioned with regards to being kind to your parents, being good to your parents in the Quran,